You know, one time in Ramadan, I was very, very ill. Half of the Ramadan, I didn't fast. I actually thought, khalas, I think my life maybe is coming to an end. It crossed my mind. You tend to find that you become more grateful about your siha, your health, when you become sick. What you want to do, even the things that you love to eat, you can't eat it. And again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, seize this opportunity while you are what? Healthy. You have the health. Go and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Go and do Hajj. Why do you still have that strength? Some people, they find, wallahi, they're very old. They've never done Hajj before. Been Hajj many times. You see them, they're going around circumambulating the Kaaba. You speak to some of them, wallahi, they begin to even dislike Al-Islam. Because they're performing Hajj at a very old age. It's hard for them. The ibadah become very, very hard. You can't do the ibadah that you used to do before. The reward you miss out on. Hence why the Prophet ﷺ said, تَعَجَّلُوا لِلْحَجِّ فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يُعْرَضُ عَلَيْهِ. Hasten to doing Hajj, for indeed you don't know what's going to come in front of you. You might become really, really ill. And you get hold. You get held account. Why? Because you didn't take the opportunity when you was young and healthy. Your body was good. Huh? Your body was very, very good. MashaAllah, some of the youth and the kids you find, huh? You've got muscles now, they're taking selfies with each other. Your body looks beautiful. Excellent. You want the whole world to see. Sees that, use it in the correct way. Wallahi, they're not for the cameras. You might even get afflicted with aim before you even move anywhere. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla through what? Through Qiyam al-Layl. Tahajjud. Used to pray for long hours. Used to pray for long hours, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, he used to pray for very long hours. Until Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to him, Ya Rasulullah, why do you do this to yourself? Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven your past and future sins. He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a thankful slave? It's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's trying to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla through his prayer. Through your bodies. These hands that you have. That we take for granted and today we use for haram. Wallahi, you're not being thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, and this ayah is very, very powerful, brothers and sisters. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If Allah wanted, He will remove your ears, the hearing that you have, and the sight. Allah is able of all things. These bodies that you have, that mashallah you get so gassed about, you're so excited about. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended up hitting you. You got afflicted with an affliction. Or the hearing that you have, you use it for haram, you listen to music with it. The eyes that Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed you with, what did you do with it? You watch things under your blanket. If these things were removed from your face, it was taken away from you, how would you feel? Again, we spoke in the beginning of being thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wallahi, sometimes, you know, brother comes through the door, he's blind or he's on a wheelchair, we get very, very sorry, you know, we start to feel very, very sorry about this individual. We might even start crying. That boy is just wishing what you have taken for granted. To have maybe the eyes or the ability to speak.